Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 48 of the Juvenile Hub podcast. My dear friend Mark Howell and I are ready for class today. And today we're talking about water cooler talk, stuff that is cool to talk about and stuff that is not cool to talk about. So what are our objectives today, Mark? What are we talking about? What are we digging into?
Well, you know, it looks like we want to talk about the things that are safe discussion points that you can and should talk about at work. What are good topics? And I love this because in this industry, I think we get so relaxed around the people that we're working with that we let anything be a topic, right? Not really ever understanding what might be making someone else uncomfortable. So if I'm looking at this, I'm sorry, I'd have to read religious and politics and office gossip, diversity. There's a whole bunch of stuff on here for us, confidential information, a bunch of stuff that, and then things that we should discuss, ask questions, talk about yourself, certainly the things that you are wanting to do for yourself, maybe even in your career or personally, professionally. So we have quite a few topics on both sides. We'll hit both sides of the coin.
Yeah. So let's dig into them because it's amazing. You know, I did some research on this and nothing much has changed in the last 10 years or so since I wrote a paper on this. It's no different today, you know, and there's a fine line, I guess, with all of that. So just for our audience, remember, we're providing some good general best practices. You have to default to your policies and procedures that you may have for your company. But one of the things that we have on the list here, Mark, about may not be a good topic to discuss, and especially in the climate that we live in, could be religion and politics. You know, boy, it just seems to be such a hot button for people. And we know we're there to work, we're there to maintain communities, you know, have good positive interactions with our teammates. And unfortunately, what, you know, could be a productive conversation all too often can easily turn into something that could create animosity, friction, and challenges amongst your team members. Would you agree?
Oh my gosh, let me tell you, so many families and friendships have been broken over the last election just in general, but you know, so much is happening in the world today where people are a little more stressed out. They're a little more opinionated. And I always just say this to myself, like, keep your opinions to yourself, Mark. You know, not everybody is going to agree with me. I don't want to force my views on someone, and nor do I want their views forced on me. I think that more offices should have policies about where we are in regards to talking about religion or politics, especially now, your feelings. If you want to maybe talk about a news article or something, current events that are happening, that's one thing. But, you know, I think we all have to use a little emotional intelligence when we are wanting to share our personal opinion or assessment about what we've either received or the way we've received what we've watched on the news. And depending on what news station you're watching, you know, it can certainly be one or the other. So I avoid it altogether, man. I tell you, I don't know.
Yeah. No, good points. Good point. So again, it's just one of those things that it can spark some major emotions in people. So that is more than likely one of the things, if you were to think of anything to talk about in the workplace environment, that's a difficult one to get into a conversation. So be careful about that particular subject. And then we can get into another item, which, you know, I think both you and I feel pretty strongly about, and that's office gossip. Office gossip that is derogatory or defamatory, insulting. You know, why? I mean, it's an obvious, but it needs to be talked about because it still happens. But let's remind the audience, like, why do we need to avoid that type of office gossip?
You know, for me, being in situations where there was so much office gossip throughout my career, it just seemed so natural, right? Like that negativity was natural, which is a terrible thing to say. But unfortunately, it does exist. And it is something that a lot of people have a very difficult time squashing out. Inner office gossip is so destroying because you have to ask yourself, is what you're saying about your coworker going to boost them up or tear them down? And is by tearing your coworker down, does that make you more productive during the day? Mm-hmm. By feeding that gossip monster, I guess I would ask myself, if I'm going to continue to share this information, or if this employee of mine or friend were to hear this, what would the consequences of it be? Would we become less productive and then all of us look more unprofessional? To me, I always think about the company, the asset. You know, we're running a multi-million dollar asset. Mm-hmm. Is what we're saying about each other tearing us up or bringing us down? That's the first question I always ask. And then when I look around at the sources of people that are wanting to spread the gossip, it always makes me wonder why. Why is you spreading this gossip so important to you? What is it that you're trying to hide? What is it that, you know, you want to shift the focus onto someone else? And I guess as I've gotten older, those are just things that I look at now when I hear that stuff happening. And I hate that it took me getting older to notice this, but there's always a reason. You know, if you really think about it, why someone is perpetuating office gossip, there's a reason behind it. And it's probably an insecurity of their own. So do you really want to be that insecure too, would be my question, but.
Right. Right. Very good. And I think it applies to even just being on the receiving end of it. You know, we can do a lot to be able to be like, you know what? I just don't think that's a cool topic to talk about. Like we need to be that person to sometimes someone's having a bad day and just something comes out. You know, we have that responsibility to try and let's see if we can shift the conversation around. So, because like, as you said, there's just so many, it's like a domino effect of relationship dynamics within an office or on site when that type of conversation is going on. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so let's talk about one more thing that is, you know, things he shouldn't be saying and talking about in an office environment. You know, again, bad water cooler talk. Employee diversity is such a big topic. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really hard to be like, oh, yay, great. I love our company. They got a good DEI policy in place, a good program in place. And then in the meantime, we're the ones that are saying inappropriate things about someone's gender, about someone's age, about someone's ethnicity, about where they live. None of those things are appropriate. So again, it sort of lends to the office gossip a bit, but we wanted to make sure for our audience that we do tackle that head on, because it's hard for the company that you're representing if you have a DEI program in place, but meanwhile, you're not kind of living up to those expectations. You know, what do you think, Mark?
Yeah, you know, I think when I think about diversity in corporate America, I feel like it's your responsibility to educate yourself. Yeah. Stop falling into the buckets, what I call them, of discrimination or what you think of someone, that sort of prejudging someone, not really getting to know where they've been, what they're going through, what they bring to the table. And I think as a people, human, we should be doing that more and more for each other. Stop looking at the cover of the book and look at what's inside of it. And for me, diversity is a personal issue and one that I know has been just plagued by our industry, but many industries, right? That people hide who they are because they're afraid of being discriminated against. They're afraid of not getting promotions or not being recognized because of, you know, those stereotypical things that we all know. And maybe some of us don't want to say what those are. We don't like to talk about it publicly, but we all know what they are. You know, it's you know what is right and what is wrong, and what you do next and how you conduct yourself. Again, I always go to the, you know, if you have any sense of emotional intelligence, you should be asking yourself, why is it that I'm only looking at the cover of this book? If it's someone's age or sexual orientation or gender or ethnicity, you know, why does that even matter today? What I love about the youth of this country is that young people, they don't seem to so much care about diversity. I mean, as far as the not including, they're so inclusive of everything and everyone. I love that it's changing, that it's happening. And I think that we could all learn something from these younger generations, because they don't see things the way that maybe older generations did. And I think we all need to just remember that every single one of us brings something to the table. We can't do these jobs alone. We don't do these jobs alone. And though you may want to pick apart some feature or aspect of someone else to make yourself feel better, you yourself are not doing this job all by yourself. That individual brings so much value to your team, or else you wouldn't have hired them, or the company wouldn't have hired them in the first place. So I think we have to just remember, find the value. Don't find the things that you want to pick apart. Where's the value? That's just, to me, more of one of those things where you wake up every day wanting to be positive. You get to decide, are you going to be positive today? Or are you going to be negative today? Right, so exactly. Find the positive in everyone and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love it. I love it. So awesome points, man. So some key things we've talked about, we appreciate you, our audience, what we shouldn't be discussing, or what are some things that are kind of derogatory, could be defamatory in an office environment, bad water cooler talk, be careful about religion and politics, be very careful about office gossip, and be very careful about the example that you set when it comes to workplace diversity. Super, super important. So let's just jump real quick over to some things that we should be talking about. And I think we've kind of covered them a little bit in our own rebuttals. Don't do that. Maybe you need to be doing
this.
Yeah. Well, that was really well done on our part. You know, good teachers here. You know, we got the rebuttals already. So a couple other things I was thinking about, Mark, though. It's just, how do we get engaged with people? And so what can create that positive environment? And one of my favorite things to do with someone, especially when I see that they're nervous or they're just feeling a little bit out of place, you know, and again, appropriately, is ask questions. Ask questions about that individual. Like, hey, you know, welcome to the team. Have you just moved to the area? How are you settling in? Is there anything I can do to help you? You know, just be that person to, reach out and try and make a connection with that teammate by using, you know, good questions to try and help draw them out. And what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, so I always think about love languages, and I think about the people that we work with every day, and we spend more of our life working with these people than we do with our families at home in most cases. Maybe not so much today that many of us, or some of us, are working from home, but the people that are in the offices, they're stuck working with these, what we call work family, all the time. So I guess my question would be this: would you treat your real family this way? Wouldn't you be asking your real family genuine questions? How are you? Tell me what's been going on. What can we do to make your day better, easier? What kind of initiatives would you like to see us work on? You know, being more proactive in a professional environment. Again, I said this at the very beginning, but I think we tend to get very off script when we go into these offices about what we're really truly trying to accomplish. And if you focus on the fact that you're running a multi-million dollar business every day you walk through those doors, you should be acting that way. You should be having conversations that build up that asset. I'll tell a quick story. I remember being in a fast food restaurant once and standing at the front, and the young lady that was just about to take my order turned around and started this argument with, like, I don't know, a fry cook or somebody. Those two went at it so badly and so got so heated in their conversation that I turned around and walked out of the restaurant, because I was like, I don't even know why I'm here in the first place. This stuff is bad for me anyway, but this has totally ruined my soul. So not only was it bad for my soul, but it was bad for my body. And I thought, I don't want to be around that negativity. You know, like people can smell and sense negativity. So, you know, I think when we keep our focus on what's positive, what is truly positive, those are the things that we should be talking about. That's what, those are the questions and forums that we should want to host.
Absolutely. Yeah. Awesome points, man. So let's talk about one more thing that would be good to talk about. And this may sound like a weird component, but talk about yourself. Now that typically would go against the grain of, we don't like that. When people sit there and talk about themselves, it seems very, very arrogant. And here's what I mean by that. You know, talk about yourself in a way that's going to upbuild or encourage your teammate. So for instance, you're a property manager, you've got someone who's new that you're training, you're mentoring, you're teaching, and they make a mistake on something, which is going to happen. Be okay to share your mistakes. So, you know, I remember when I did that. Yeah, it can happen to anybody. I remember how I felt when that happened. This is what I did about that situation, what I learned from it. And, you know, you're going to learn from yours. So it's okay. It's all good. So not so much like, hey, look at me, but right. Look for ways that, especially in leadership, where you can kind of slip those things in as a mentor, as a trainer, in order to build that positive environment.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with that more. I think that I say this a lot, that, you know, let your ego go. If you're a leader of people, let your ego go and be vulnerable. Show your employees, show the people that you're leading that you are a vulnerable human and you make mistakes, whether you want to admit them or not. When your employees get to see you admit that you've made mistakes along the way, it makes them feel more comfortable when they make them. And so I love you said, talk about yourself. Yes, when you hear that phrase, you think boastfully, right? No, don't just, nobody wants to hear someone talk about themselves all day, unless it's in a way that is about learn from my mistakes. Let me show you what I've been successful at. Let me show you where I've made mistakes so I can help you maybe avoid some of those in the future. Yeah, I love it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, this has been a great conversation. So water cooler talk. Keep away or stay away from the things that are just going to make the day bad. I think it's real simple, easy moral to the story. Focus on the things that are going to build up our team.
And absolutely.
Great discussion. So Mark Howell from Howell Creative Concepts, thanks for being here. I am Jonathan Saar from Market Me Social. This has been episode 48 and class is dismissed.
Bye guys.